All right, cool. Let's start now then. I got the comments up anyway.
All right, what's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of Your Comments. This is episode... There's a couple still. Episode 397, isn't it? Ray Vanny, and then there's the KG and Travis J episode still.
All right, so I'm going to read the comments. I'm going to read the comments from the Ray Vanny episode first. And then I'll read the comments from Travis and KG after. So, Ray Vanny, episode 397. Well, Marvin Keith spoke about... So, how do you say the word? Because I see them getting onto you.
But I don't know, but I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. I was saying Tanzanian, isn't it, or something? Like Nigerian, Tanzanian. No. I think it's Tanzanian or something.
Tanzanian, no? All right, cool. So the topics
were... Shout out them, man, anyway.
The topics were Tanzanian music, making tracks and albums, trying to be global, using social media, doing more than music, dream collabs, plus more. The poll was, have you ever listened to Tanzanian music before? We received 78 votes. Majority saying no, 77% saying no, 22% saying yes. Hopefully Ray Vanny can open up you lot's ears and you lot are invest more into Tanzanian music. But let me get to the comments. Craig says, great episode. Miss Martina, Ray Vanny's voice I could listen to all day. K Banks, respectfully, most of us listeners couldn't give a about these artists. We just want engaging conversations with you three. How do you feel about that one?
Fascinating. I hear it though, because obviously through shots, people want to hear what we have to say on stuff. But sometimes, obviously, if a guest comes into town, they hit us up. But I get it though. I feel like maybe moving forward, as I've said it before, that maybe we limit it to like two, if we do have guests like that are not normally on the pod, if that makes sense, then two a week. If it's like Sly or Gracious K or like people like that, Gerald, Facts Only, like I think it's just that they don't count, because that's Mandem, innit?
Yeah.
But I think it's people that are, I can't say Ray Vanny's not Mandem, but he isn't, if that makes sense. He's a cool dude, but the conversation was more an interview as opposed to the what we talk about in terms of like just general chit chat and stuff. So I hear it. So
okay. GT says, great episode and guest. We'll definitely look into his music. Jaheem says, what's Tanzanian? I think Marv explained earlier. Jide A says the same thing. Tanzanian. Marv is wild for that one. JD says, good guest. Never heard of him, but we'll check out his music. Also, Singali isn't for me. It sounds like African version of soca, in my opinion. Super Duper Sai says, brother exposed, who let the dogs out is soca. I'm not sure what Keith said relating to
so
that.
So basically what Keith said was that he asked Ray Vanny if you could choose to make a song or written a song or whatever, what song would you choose? And he chose, Ray Vanny chose one Jason Derulo and Nicki Minaj song. I can't remember what it's called though. Keith chose Fong song. And Baha Men, who let the dogs out.
That's the song he would have liked to have written.
Yeah. So he said them two.
Right. But that is soca, to be fair. But to be fair,
I think Huh?
I was going to say, Keith doesn't like soca, does he?
I think that's why the person just commented saying, funny that the song that you said you want to make is
soca.
That, because that's soca. So I think that's why he's calling Keith out for it.
Oh, okay.
I think I chose Kanye West. What's the piano tune again?
Runway.
Yeah, Runway. Yeah. And I chose Shabba Ranks, Mr. Lover Man.
Xavier Spotify.
What?
Xavier Spotify says, solid episode, nice variety of unique guests lately, plus the episodes with you, just you guys, as we're always requesting. Don't worry, man. It's dead there. Francis Masip, see me, I'm going to start. Listen, let me just let you know.
I can't lie. People have been messaging me saying, Taser has been absolutely butchering some of the names on Spotify. Yeah,
yeah. I'm telling him now. I'm letting you lot know from now. I have no shame in my game. If I don't know how to read your name, I'm an attempt. But if I can't get it, I can't get it. It is what it is. I couldn't be a commentator. Nah, but I can't, bro. If I can't pronounce the name, I can't pronounce the name, bro. I'm not going to pretend like I can. I can read, though. So Francis Jr., translation, her face is beautiful, her back is big, her eyes shine, don't touch my girl.
Yeah, there's one part where Rayvanny was saying to Keith, translate this, and he started singing. Toco loco, chiki chaka, chiki ta. He started singing, you get me? And then Keith kind of done the translation. You know, in football, when they do the Brazilians. The game was so difficult today.
Oh.
I couldn't score. You know them,
Just Pap Now says, this was a very good interview and flowed much better than the one with Shally Poppy. By the way, Tanzanarian was crazy. I'm glad someone corrected Marv.
There you go, man.
Hola Baby X says, word to K Banks. Guys, please relax with the guests. I just want to listen to you three discuss topics. Now, this is interesting because what's happening now in the comments, which I absolutely love, is that people are interacting with each other. Let's keep it going, guys. Let's keep it going. XZ says, do you say Z or Z?
XYZ. I say Z. Z is American, I think.
Okay.
XZ. No, and Northwest.
Oh, whatever.
See, I know Nine says Z, no, like Z, Z.
That's his name.
Say Z.
That's his
I
name.
Know what I'm saying, but you don't say Z, though, as well, in Northwest.
What's he supposed to say? Z, no. What are you talking about? It's the spelling of the name.
But Z, that's what it is. Z.
It's the spelling of the name. I'm asking how you pronounce the letter, not the spelling.
How can you spell Z?
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. A man's name is pronounced, like, for example, my brethren's name is Z. If you spell his name, you would say Z-E-E.
Oh, no, I hear that. But that's Z-E-E. That's why it's called Z. Anyway, let's move on anyway.
You're moving mad over
there. Nah, you're moving mad still.
Nah.
I've had enough of this.
It's the example you gave. Did it make sense?
Man, Listen, man.
Let's move on. Ruse says, as a Kenyan, I really enjoyed the episode. Never thought I'd hear any East African on the pod, but I bet I'm feeling to be the first Kenyan on the pod. Mad respect for Tanzanians still. Oh, I bet I'm going to be the first Kenyan. No. Sly was the first Kenyan, no? Obviously, he was telling Gally he was Beijing when he was younger. The guy's Kenyan, bro.
I thought he was from where PK and the man is. I thought it was from...
He's not Congolese.
I thought it was
Roller's Congolese. Roller's Congolese.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sirius says, this is why Keith is my guy. The Masego call out, that guy is ridiculously musically 100%. Yeah, MR says, I enjoyed this episode a lot. Love that it was an artist that I've never heard of. But for the next few days, I just want you, man, on it. Fair play. FB says, I bet if I could bet on Keith saying essentially over 3.5 times an episode, I'd be a billionaire. Curated by Hack says, first time hearing of Rayvanny. Seems like a cool, chill, humble guy. Definitely going to listen to some of his music after this episode. Respect. That's what it's about. Respect that, bro. Cameron Douglas says, I think there's a big disconnect with the episodes that are purely comedy focused. Have you considered making another format for more informative and interview style pods? The thing I don't like about this whole comedy focused thing is that we're not trying to do comedy, in my opinion. This is Taser speaking. We just happen to record a pod and it's funny. So when people put us in this comedy box, we're not trying to be comedians. Our chemistry just happens to make you lot laugh. So when we do have an interview, there will be parts where we digress and it becomes a funny conversation. But I do understand that when you lot listen to an episode where it's a guest that you know we have no chemistry with, for example, the Shally Poppy episode, we had to grind that one out. And part two is where you saw that, right, it sounded like we've known each other for time. But it's just one of the things that... What?
Was that?
I said grind the episode out for clarification. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, hey, yo, just in case, because it just sounded a bit mad still.
You said Tanzanian, brother. You can't even be speaking over
there. No, I said what? Tanzanian? What's going on over there?
The thing was mad, brother.
You're talking about grinding out the thing, bro.
I was talking about grinding out an episode.
You hard need to relax, blood.
Hard graft.
I want to grind that Shelly Poppy in a late. Yo.
That's not what I said. That's what you said. Last comment, KSG23 says, so glad Keith called out Marv for his Tanzanian madness. See?
They're I don't even know you. I even read that out.
Why not? What do you mean? We're reading comments, no? Mom wants me to let go of the comments. Nah, G. Full smoke for everyone, including me. All right, let's move on. The next episode was... actually, before we move on, don't forget, this is your comments every week, dropping on Wednesday. Me and Marv are going to go through the Spotify comments where we read you lot's feedback. The deadline for each episode is Tuesday by 6 p.m. Obviously, you can leave your comments and continue the conversation in the comments, but the ones that are going to be read out the following week will be the ones that are entered before Tuesday by 6 p.m. So, next episode was Where is Keith with KG the Comedian and Travis J. We spoke about Keith, conspiracy theories, football Twitter, AJ versus Ngannou, boxing comment beef, getting flown out, living at home with your mum, can your parents move in with you when they're old, plus much more. And the poll was, would it be a problem if your husband slash wife moved their elderly parent into your family home indefinitely? We received 186 votes with the potential answers being, yes, it would be. No, it wouldn't be. Depends if I like them. Now, I'm going to vote, no, it would be. Woo! Okay. So 28% for, yes, it would be a problem. 31% said, no, it wouldn't be a problem. And 40% said, depends if I like them.
Yeah, I knew it would be that.
Okay, so what I want now is for when this comment episode, sorry, of your comments drop, in the comments, give us your reasons why. Because that's probably what this comments are going to be. Do you know what I mean? The episodes, the comments on the your comments episodes will be feedback from the episode, right? For those who listen to it.
Yes, feedback from that episode, yeah.
So let us know what your thoughts are and why you've voted for those. Now, funny enough, this episode is still getting comments as we speak.
Yeah, there's bare comments.
We're going to try to get through them, though. So LP says, LOL, if Mr. Expose isn't in the next episode, everyone's going to be side-eyeing. Feg says, Marv has gone to Nigeria too many times to still be butchering the names of some of the Nigerian foods he's mentioning.
Well, Amala. What's my mom want me to say? Amala! But sit down, man, over there, blood.
Now, what did you say that he didn't like, though? What did you say? You said Amala. You mentioned Iwedu. You mentioned...
Yeah, I said Iwedu.
What else did you mention? That you...
Maybe it's Egusi. Because that one is...
Yeah, I don't know why you're pronouncing... I don't know why you're pronouncing it like that, to be fair.
I don't really care.
I don't give a damn. I said, I don't give a fly.
I don't give a fox. You know what I mean? Hey, shout out Fex, though.
Shout out Fex, though.
Man said, why for that name, though? But continue, next person still.
All right, Quell Toussaint said, stupendous duo. I can't lie. I have to applaud KG and Travis, man. They came with smoke. That's the kind of energy I want people to come with, man.
Yeah, but you know what it is? What they're going to set the precedent now, because I'm just going to be on smoke for everyone.
That's fine.
I was chilling. You know, you're like raw, like brother. It was a sneak attack. We were chilling in the studio. These men came on, brother. You know, like when there's if you played COD when they do the stun grenade, and your ears start ringing and you start can't ringing. See. Brother, for a second, I said, "What is going on?"
Hey, you need to put that sound effect at this part of the episode. You know, just so people know what you're talking about. With a
boom, brother, yeah. No word of a lie.
Hey, white noise. No, but do you know what it is, though? I think when I went on the episode, innit?
You tried to do the same thing to you on there?
Nah, it was, but it was just a high energy episode. So as soon as I sat down, I think, yeah, they did. No, but the way KG done it was he said he wanted to bring me up on charges. And I said, oh, what did I do? And he goes, oh, don't you remember? Basically, I sent him a DM about, I can't remember, but it was a weird DM. He was just like, bro, I didn't know we was friends like this. I said, but we are, though, because now I'm here. So it was kind of like, it done a full circle. And obviously, that's how that episode ended. I think it's called, I can't remember the name of the title of the episode. The podcast is called Expect Foolishness. Travis J, KG. It's on their YouTube. Just search it and it will come up. Great episode, to be fair. But yeah, that's the energy they're on. So if you ever go there, brother, make sure you're locked and loaded. Because their man they do is mad. It's mad. It's sick, though. It's a nice little vibe. POV Sky.
Hey, you know.
What? Did I say nah? I said it's sick, though. Nice little.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good vibe. Why did
when you go to make sure you're locked, so you're locked and loaded?
Yeah, as in strapped up.
It's fine. It's fine. Don't worry.
I'm getting
strapped up. Oh my god,
you're chasing the why right now, brother.
No, this is insanity. You told me to go to episode strapped up.
Settle down, bro. I didn't say that.
What did you say there just now?
I said locked and loaded. Make sure you're strapped up. Yeah. So when I says get strapped, what does that mean?
In the comment.
Let me know.
In the comments, let Taser know if that's a why. That is
okay, wild. Let me know, or if Marv is chasing the why, please.
I'm not getting anywhere strapped up.
Chaser. POV Sky says, grown man arguing this hard about football is a bit sad.
Fuck off.
Meek89 says, this episode was so chaotic from the start. Love it. Thanks for the intro into KG and Travis. Bring them again. 100%. Frank Kufi says, Marv's been having a nightmare on the football that Wenger and Fergie's beef meant the war versus United is stuck for life. Spurs is a beef, but they've never been a real worry for us. We won the league at the lane.
Don't know what that means, bruv. Fergie and Wenger left. Fergie left 10 years ago, blood.
So you lost beefing for life?
Nah, I don't like United fans, but I don't hate them. I don't hate United. I hate Tottenham.
All right, so wait, is the United Arsenal beef basically Fergie and Wenger? Was that what you were arguing?
Yeah, it was more that time. It was more like Henri, De Vieira, like it was Roy Keane, like it was that era. Obviously, like afterwards, but remember, Arsenal went through a blip. Van Persie went there. They used to hammer us, blood. And then obviously, we've come back, but I still don't see it. I feel like Man United fans hate Arsenal more than we hate them because of the roles in reverse. They're doing so bad because United fans always talk about Arsenal. I'm like, leave us alone, man.
Yeah, I see you getting onto Teflon today as well. Not even getting just corrected him.
Yeah. I got the tip all the time. Even Andy Joshua, he come up to me, he's going, you're a deluded Arsenal fan. I said, why? Then he's going, I'll use up the best in the league. I said, so how am I deluded then if we're the best in the league and use it up bad?
Who does AJ support?
No, Tef.
Oh, Tef. So you said AJ, that's
right. AJ fight.
Oh.
No, the AJ fight at the Gymshark thing that I went to on Saturday. Friday, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Tef. Tef is a very diehard United fan still.
He's a troll, bruv. Tef's a troll.
Hey,
Tef's a troll, bro.
Well, you went there when him and Boost came on the episode, did you? Were you?
Sorry. Nah, I went there. I thought so.
Because I remember that we didn't speak about football, and we definitely would if you were there. But yeah, they need to come back, to be fair. So Boost, Tef, you lot go tweet them, tell them, return to free shots. But moving on, Nicole says, laugh till I cried. Great episode. Black One Must says, heavy episode, came with the jokes, but once again, they didn't bring Wale to a main event. Oh, he probably follows KG and Travis. Wale is their engineer. Like, Wale to them is Brent to us, essentially.
Oh, but why would they bring Wale, though? Was it an inside joke?
Maybe it's an inside joke on their end, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Victor Gomez Nkowo. Brother, your name's not Gomez, bro. What? Anyway.
Victor Gomez. It might be, though.
Okay. Victor Gomez. The introduction, oh my God, the grilling was grilling. Jesus. Kathy Yu says, these guys came in on smoke. Madison Kusi says, classic episode, KG and Travis had two shots on smoke at the beginning. Curtis Jackson says, not going to lie, for Marv to say that Arsenal and Man United don't have hate for each other, he don't know ball. That is a howler. I'm an Arsenal fan. The Man United beef is personal. Spurs is just because of local rivalry.
Put it this way, all you Arsenal fans talking, yeah? What will hurt more? You losing to Man United or you losing to Tottenham? I guarantee you it's Tottenham, bro. That will bother your day more than Man United.
Let us know in the comments, Arsenal fans. TP, Marv is talking about Champions League when his club has never touched it. Don't piss me off. Boy, that didn't age well, sir.
A lie? Just gone through to the quarterfinals.
Hey.
You know what annoys me? People going like, because you haven't won, like, all right, so because we haven't won it, that means, like, what? We've been in it. I don't get it.
No, but being in it and winning it is different, though.
But you need to be in it to win it.
No, I hear you. I hear you on that, but I'm saying if you're talking to someone who's won it, that's the you know, like, for example, when it's very childish, but I'm just going to use it as an example, yeah? You know, like when certain men are arguing with girls, whatever, and they'll be like, oh, but I beat, though. And they feel like that trumps the argument. That's but that's what football fans, I feel like that's what football fans do when they say they've won the trophy, though. Yeah, you're just in it.
That's a very bland argument because, for example, you saying that Arsenal won the Premiership, for example, they've won the FA Cup, they've won other stuff, so I get they haven't won Europe, but the way we talk about it, that Champions League is that that's the only thing. And that's the annoying thing, is like, it's kind of like when people move the goalpost. It's like, all right, you haven't won, you've won the league, all right, you win the league, all right, you ain't won the FA Cup, you win the FA Cup. All right, but you, man, ain't done the double, you would do the double.
Cameron Douglas, I've never seen Marv this rattled. He met his match today. Nah, do you know what? I wouldn't say you met your match. I think they caught you off guard.
I wasn't even rattled, though. You listened to the episode, I wasn't even rattled.
I mean, the listeners are saying
it's what it is, man. No, that's one person I'm rattled. You also said I'm rattled.
I haven't read all the comments.
I wasn't rattled, bruv.
All right, cool.
Man,
Jay Lucas.
I've read them. I've seen them. Remember? I'm the one that thingies them.
Jay Lucas says, LOL episode. These names are wild, man. Dietri Vorez says, start of the episode, these men were just having their own podcast. Effing sick. Thank you. XZ says, this episode was so funny. Oh my God, I was laughing so hard. Pause. Bring back Mr. Exposed with these two. Peter Onossi says, Marvin's comment on AJ aged well. Man said AJ won't knock out, man. Did you say that?
I didn't say that. No. I don't remember saying that. I think we'll talk about Ngannou, and I was like saying that it's a heavyweight division, anyone can knock out anyone. I remember saying that. I don't remember saying AJ wouldn't knock out Ngannou. I didn't say that.
Shout out AJ though. Man gave him the right hand. That was straight.
Listen.
Amala, bro. Egusi. That was all of that.
Man got banged and his feet were in there. You know when your feet, like, you know when you're lying down and your feet are like pointing to your toes are pointing to the ceiling?
Because if I was doing leg raises.
Man got knocked. You know, like, what's that? What's that nursery rhyme? Jack and the Beanstalk, when they cut the thing down and the giant falls.
Or egg.
But the legs were just dead. He was out, bro.
Yeah.
But egg?
No,
he was
that.
Out, bro. Like, you know, wait, sometimes when a man gets knocked out, they try and get out. He was out.
That was the third? That was the first. But on my stream? Oh, killed me, man. Watch the first round.
Hold on. How long is this? How long's left of this recording, by the way?
Because
it just came up with a message for me.
Saying what? 7 minutes. I'll keep reading. Boff says, listening to this on Saturday after the fight, AJ really showed that there's levels to this. Rather than SC Dons versus Prime Barca, I would say Kansas City Chiefs versus England's rugby team in a rugby game. K Bank says, first couple of minutes was straight smoke. These are the type of guests that we need. Abu says, amazing episode. These dudes are funny. Marv getting grilled on the regular now. Come on, Taze, help man out. Keith was missed, man. It would have topped the episode even more. Hey, you. Motilayo says, 10 out of 10 episodes. Great guest. Really like the banter. Please tell Marv, Egusi does not look like Aki. Better Nigerian food to compare Aki to. Looks-wise would be Nigerian scrambled eggs. Yeah, that's valid still. Coffee 27 says, top tier episode.
The Lennox story. Egg.
Huh? as it went. You know when you add onions, spinach, you know how all of that. The Lennox story had me doubled up with laughter. Edward, 4 fire emojis. Pascal 89 says, this episode got me laughing on the street like I'm a crackhead. But I live in Luton, so I blended in. Rah! What? Hey, brother. Matt. David Okai says, listening to this episode after the AJ and Ngannou fight, the jokes are flying for the next episode, man. The punch made Ngannou's weak in the knees, taser voice. Funny enough, it's funny that he says that after you already made the joke. Naira G says, or Niara G says, LOL, but for real, where's Keith? Love this episode. Felt like your earlier episodes. BB says, first 5 minutes got me dying. Dan, KG came with trouble, had Marv on the ropes, bobbing and weaving. Great episode. Travis and Taser were throwing sneaky jabs in, so KG and Marv will go back to war. FB, oi, these guys came on smoke. Great vibes. Love these kind of episodes. Machine for machine. Ola Deji says, KG came on smoke. Good episode. We need a part two. Marv needs to get Don Robbie on the show as a guest when Arsenal play United next. Do you know what? Do you chat to Don?
No, I need to get on. No, I need to get on Don Robbie's show as a guest when Arsenal play United next.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Yeah, but I was going to say, do you chat to him?
Not really. I think we might follow each other, but I don't think I chat to him.
I think we can make it happen, though. We know Cecil, innit?
Cecil, man.
Cecil, same thing, man.
Man's getting on to man for Tanzanian and that. Man said Cecil. Fuck it. Man called man Cecil. You're moving.
I didn't say that, bro. What's wrong with this guy,
Cecil.
DDG says, if the guests don't come with this kind of energy like these two, keep them far away, please. The episode started and finished on smoke. This is definitely one of the best episodes for me. Love that. Miss Martina says, KG, always provided entertainment. Loved his Tyson story. In regards to the fight, don't worry, guys. My prediction was wrong too. I bet against AJ because I didn't have faith and lost money. Shake my head. Ashley PJ Gray says, comment for our older episode. Keith and Marv have mentioned before that Caribbean households aren't as strict as African households. Where does this stereotype come from? Very not true. Can we address that?
I said that. What are you talking about? I didn't say that. What are you talking about?
Can we dig deeper?
Even on the episode with Lee and Dean, I said to Lee and Dean that, like, African households, and I said, but I've got West Indian brethren and they have a similar discipline, like, in terms of, but it's different, but they want their kids to do well and whatever. I don't get what you said. Maybe Keith has, but not me, bruv. Or maybe you have. When you talk about, like, some of your brethren in Northwest, that, like, in terms of you being allowed out and them being allowed out was different, but I don't really remember. What's the script to say? I don't know why I'm mentioning my name, bruv.
I think this requires a full explanation on maybe the next episode or future episode, because I'm going to actually call my Caribbean friends just so you lot can see or hear what I experienced, because there's no point me saying what I said and then everyone starts getting onto me that wasn't in my estate. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I'm comparing it based on the Caribbeans that lived on my estate versus the Africans that lived on my estate. But we move. Douglas Owusu says, this was too funny. They came on smoke, had Marvin on the ropes. You need to bring Keith into this madness. Man said, tag Keith, blood. LL says, this is a funny episode. Good guest. Bring them again sometimes. Mr. M Salami 27 says, way too short. Need a part two episode. George Nguvu 44 says, KG was long overdue here. Got to come back when Keith is there, though. Omar Mukhtar says, great episode. The guest brought ultimate banter, but Marv held his own. Great synergy with everyone without a certain person having a story for every scenario. Lee C 24 says, more of this energy, please. I did not want this episode to end. One of my favorite episodes. KFM says, Taser is bad mind. He was stepping back saying, I got the joke instead of backing it. Bad friend, LOL. TSL says, LOL, this is one of the funniest episodes ever.
You're the one who told the joke though. What's he talking about?
No, because basically KG and Travis told a joke. I now said one on top of it because we understood you didn't get it. So we're saying to you, let it go. You're like, but what's the joke though? Why are you laughing? Why are you not laughing? But we got the joke.
No. KG, no, they didn't get it. But listen to the episode. No one got it. You're the one who said
Travis
the joke.
Got the like joke. KG was like, all right, I'll phone Travis on the next episode and he'll explain. Me and him got
no problem. And because KG was like, I said, KG, you get the joke. He was going, I was just backing my brethren because he was selling tickets. I didn't get the KG didn't get the job.
That's what Travis was like.
He spoke about Thingy being a crackhead or something, Chucky being a crackhead. Bro, no one got the job.
Hey, listen. We got 90 seconds left. Let me continue. TSL says, LOL, this is one of the funniest episodes ever. Bev Polo says, yeah, can't lie, we need Keith back, man. Bro's laugh is too funny. He's probably top five black people of all time, in my opinion. Chelsea Renee says, Marv on Big Brother, I would love to see it. Only time I'll tune in on time. He'd be my winner just because he went on. And Diva Bam says, I enjoyed the episode as usual, but this was definitely up there as one of your funniest episodes.
Oh, so we got like a minute left then.
Yeah.
Shout out everyone for leaving their comments. This episode comes out every Wednesday. So as Taser said, get your comments in. Episode drops on Friday, the normal episode. And you got until Tuesday, 6 p.m. to drop your comments. How's DR anyways? Nice.
Yeah, man. I got a lot of stories to come back and tell you, lot, man. It's mad still. And funny enough, the guys that I'm with, a lot of them listen to the pod. So they're actually interested to hear how I tell the story. But yeah, it's been fun, man. And I got another 2 days left and I'm back.